Residents in Memphis and the unincorporated county are voting on the sales tax increase. Tom and Nancy Ream live in Cordova, and they came to the Agri Center to vote early.
What brought you out to vote today?
My wife.
Hi, how are you doing?
Nancy Ream says they both voted for the sales tax increase, even though her husband was dubious.
He has concerns, but it's supposed to go, my understanding is it's supposed to go for pre-K money. And this is a community that really does need money for pre-K.
If it passes countywide, the tax increase will generate about $60 million. Half of that money will go back to the cities and towns it was collected in, but the other half will go to schools. It's likely that much of that money will fund a plan for the merged Memphis and Shelby County school system, which expands pre-kindergarten. But the school board hasn't voted on all of the elements of that plan yet, and that's left Tom Ream feeling uneasy.
The school board needs to declare themselves on that one, I think. And if they don't, there'll be some dissatisfaction.
There's already some dissatisfaction over the sales tax referendum in the suburbs. No one who lives in any of the six municipalities outside of Memphis gets to vote. That's because the suburbs already voted on a half-cent sales tax increase when they elected to open their own municipal school districts back in August. They don't get to vote again.
But I just think it's very misleading to let people vote on one thing and then turn around and not let them vote on something else as far as the sales tax. You know, we voted on it here locally to support us here locally. And now you're just kind of throwing that into the big pot that we would automatically assume that we approve it countywide.
That's Arlington Mayor Mike Wissman. If the referendum passes countywide, it will reduce the amount of money in coffers in four of the suburbs, Bartlett, Colleyville, Germantown, and Millington. But it will increase funds in Lakeland and Arlington. That's because those suburbs don't make much money in sales tax, and they'll get more money per student. Wissman still doesn't like it.
Do you want that half-cent sales tax referendum to pass countywide?
I don't under these circumstances, no.
There was vociferous opposition on the county commission to putting this measure on the ballot, and most of it came from suburban commissioners, but they got outvoted, and that's how Bartlett Mayor Keith McDonald thinks a merged Memphis and Shelby County school board would behave too.
You're going to have a majority of those people who represent the city of Memphis who have different needs than the suburban communities, have different goals, have different watermarks.
That doesn't mean they don't the suburbs won't have any influence. It's not inaccurate to say they would be in a minority, but I don't think that means the sky's falling in.
That's Shelby County Commission Chairman Mike Ritz. He lobbied hard to get the sales tax referendum on the ballot over suburban objections. Ritz points out that the plan for the merged school system has a $57 million budget gap. So no matter when the school board votes on it, he says he thinks they'll need the money. Back at the Agri Center, Steve Reiser wasn't swayed by the argument that the tax was needed for schools. He voted against it.
I'm against higher taxes. I don't want more money coming out of my paycheck.
But Wilbur Warner voted for the sales tax increase.
I think it's already too high, but if it's going to go versus raising my property tax, so I voted for it.
Early voting lasts through November 1st. Election day is November 6th. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.